Today is the first wedding anniversary for hundreds of New Yorkers who got married under the state's new same-sex marriage law. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the marriage of gay and lesbian couples has brought a steady business into the Syracuse City Clerk's office over the last year.
Diana Gandino handles many of the marriage license applications that come into City Hall and detects a slight difference among the 135 same-sex couples who've gotten a license in the last year.
They seem to be not just flighty about what they're getting into, and they do seem to be talking to each other more.
Out of those applications in Syracuse, there have been 91 actual marriages, more women than men. Gay marriage is legal in only 6 states, and there have been only a handful of out-of-state couples coming to Central New York to get a license, and that surprised Gandino.
We had thought we would get a huge rush from across the country, but that didn't happen. It seemed to be, you know, people were content to bide their time in their own states or something.
There was one rush for gay marriage licenses since the first Sunday a year ago, earlier this year when benefit regulations changed in the Syracuse City School District.
Everyone was saying, okay, now you have to approve a marriage certificate in order to gain the same benefits that were probably allowed under the domestic relations partnership.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.